welcome to today's installment of the Real Vault podcast. I'm your host, Dale Warner. And today I spoke with Steve Passanelli. Steve is the CMO at BombBomb and does a lot with video, email, and marketing, and making sure that we build authentic relationships with our with the people that we do business with. Steve has a really extensive background in real estate technology. He formerly ran the Tech Savvy Agent blog and was a speaker for Move Inc. So he's got a lot that he can teach us and that we can learn from him. Today we spoke about core competencies, and we talked a lot about sales process and how to create a sales process that is focused on your customers. It's trickier than we think, but Steve has a lot of good advice for us. It's a really, really, really enlightening conversation. Listen up. Steve Passanelli, it's great to talk with you.
Yeah, great to be here, Dale. Good to see your smiling face.
Yes, we don't get to rub shoulders enough anymore. It was one of my great pleasures in life, something I look back on fondly, our time working together. So you were in charge of marketing, still are, over at BombBomb, and I worked in sales, and you and I got to brainstorm on a daily basis almost.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot of fun.
Super fun times. So, Steve, what I wanted to talk about today, you and I had a conversation, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks ago about a project that you were working on at BombBomb. It was really, really fascinating to me. And you mentioned the word human a lot, and you mentioned the word empathy in the sales cycle. And I want to talk about that today. But first, why don't you tell us just a little bit about your history, your career? Because you've been in the real estate industry for a long time. So give us the brief background on you.
Yeah, getting close to 20 years in the real estate tech industry. So I'm an old man now. You can see it by the color of my hair. And it's only getting grayer. But yeah, right out of college, I joined actually a similar company, a CRM company. Mm-hmm. And started selling, CRM products right out of college and traveling around and selling, that tool. But what I quickly realized while selling is I enjoyed training and education a little bit more. And actually, I enjoyed the convergence of training and sales. And so went from office to office and developed technology training programs and then tied that into selling our product on the back end and became a manager there and taught that process. And then that turned into touring around the country and training on technology, all over the country with the Tech Savvy Agent Tour and still selling a product, but leading with education and providing value first and making sure the audience, in the room was writing things down and learning and then showing them a solution that could help expedite that process and that learning process. And so, yeah, I always loved the confluence, I guess, of training and sales and providing value and also making the sale and the art of the sale together. And so 2012, I was looking for a way to generate more conversions for my team. That's when I was traveling around the country and looking for a way to up our conversion percentage. And that's when I stumbled upon BombBomb. Actually became, and this is, this is, I think you were at BombBomb in what, 2012 or 2013?
No, not quite. Yeah, 2014.
Yeah. And so in 2012, became a customer. And I was like, I need to convert more of these leads. How can I do that? These were digital leads. We were getting them off of, a website. We weren't converting them. And I thought, man, through video, we can make a human connection through video. And I was right. The conversion percentage went up. Our team started using video, and we started making that personal connection. And then 3 years later, I landed at BombBomb. I liked it so much that I landed at BombBomb. And so now I'm the chief marketing officer over here at BombBomb. So long history in real estate. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I remember I was a BombBomb customer. I believe I signed up in 2011. So I knew Darren and Connor, the co-founders, outside of the context of BombBomb. And I signed up in 2011. And that was back when it was like a marketing tool. So seeing because I was using it for internet marketing clients, it was just mass emails only. And to see the evolution of how, because guys like you started using it for that human connection while I was still using it as a mass email tool. Matter of fact, I'm ashamed to say
I didn't actually send that many videos back then. It was just a killer tool to be able to create a quick email with a form and send it off. So, yeah, to see the evolution of where it was even at in 2011, a little bit difficult to shoot a video and get it up there, to now the technology we have on our phones, the mobile app that BombBomb's created, to be able to shoot a quick video and send it out, create that human connection. Nothing else like it. Nothing like it.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's still to this day one of my favorite tools. Our sales team uses it to help us create that human connection as well when we're dealing with people. And I'm just shocked at how many real estate agents still will email us back and say, "Wow, that was really cool." And we all think that it should be common knowledge that they should all be using BombBomb by now. Anyway, so so let's get into this discussion that I was really, really eager to have with you today about crafting a better human experience for customers, because this is definitely something that applies to whether people listening are a real estate agent, whether they're an executive at a real estate company, a team leader, or a broker owner, or if people listening aren't even in real estate, this applies 100%. So talk to me about the challenge that you identified or the challenge that you recognized and the process behind getting started with this.
Yeah, well, all sales is a transfer of emotion, right? And digitally, if your process and your transactions are occurring over, a digital channel, it is harder to get that transfer of emotion. And that's not the only problem that we had with our sales process. In 2012, I was looking for a way to increase conversions, and the video and the humanization helped there. And obviously, we're using video in our process now. But sometimes, your goals and the metrics that you set for yourself, being at BombBomb, we're hyper focused on those numbers and the goals and the metrics. And sometimes, you deviate from your path a little bit. And as you evolve and you change your process, where you are today is quite different from where you were 2 years ago. And it didn't happen all at once. It happens in small incremental changes, and you don't recognize that these changes are happening. And so you're just focusing on the number, and you're making decisions based off the number alone and not based off of your identity, your core values, your core competencies. And I almost feel like, in our sales process, we lost our way. We were telling people, be more human and connect on a human level and have empathy. And those are all the things that video provided. But our sales process necessarily wasn't driving to that outcome that we wanted. So that was the problem in a nutshell.
So when you identified the problem, are you guys was it some realization that you had examining the process in general? Was it the numbers that told you the story where things weren't moving like they were before? How did you really start to identify this?
Well, that was the hard part, because the numbers were great. Mm. And so when you go to the rest of the leadership in the company and you say, "I think we have a problem," and you're hitting your numbers every month previously, it's a bit rough, but it's the general feedback that we were getting.
Got it.
Just listening to the conversations, seeing more and more emails come back, and then also churn and how people are using the product. We were creating customers, but we weren't creating users. We had a one call close mentality, and I think that real estate agents can relate to this too, because you get these leads from websites, and you reach out fast and furious, and if they don't close in that initial few attempts, it's like, oh, okay. Or if you don't connect with them, not necessarily close, obviously you're not closing, but if you don't connect with them in those first few attempts, it's like, oh, all right, these are bad leads. And we sort of had the same mentality. We would get them on a demo, and the purpose of the demo, really the purpose of the demo, and this is part of the problem that we had, was to sell the customer. That was the purpose purpose of our demo. The BDR would say, hey, would you like to schedule a strategy session? Couldn't call it a training session because we weren't training. And the strategy session was just another word for a sales demo. And so we were trying to one call close. And if you don't have that long-term mindset, especially with leads, and we get a lot of online leads, just like real estate agents, and you don't have a way to show value and prove your value throughout that process, then you're going to run into problems because then you don't have a way of nurturing and connecting and building a deeper relationship. You're relying on that one call close, or you're reaching out and seeing if they're ready to transact today. And if they're not ready to transact today, you don't have a way of connecting as a human being, you know, because you're communicating through digital over the long term. And so that's what we built. We built a more long-term approach where it's okay if they don't close on the first day. It's okay if they don't close towards on the demo, because we are going to show them the path on how they can be successful.
I love it. Yeah, it's funny because an agent recently reminded me of the term commission breath, where if you're just focused on the sale, they can smell it in your breath. They can just hear it in your voice. They can tell. That's true of any human with any transaction, I feel like. And I love these kind of conversations because it is about the numbers at the end of the day, right? We're not here as a charity. We are running a business. We're trying to grow, but we're trying to make it a win-win. So we're trying to help, you and I both are trying to help real estate agents be more successful in their businesses. And it's easy to say that it sounds manipulative or that we're just only out for the numbers, but at the end of the day, like you said, the numbers did tell a story for you. We see this in our numbers all the time, where you can make a sale, but if you're not helping them win, if you're not helping them use something that's going to change their business for the positive, then it's not a win-win situation. It could be partially, you might think on the surface that it's a win-lose. You might think that BombBomb, as long as they get a customer, they're winning, but that's not the case either, right? Because getting a customer in the door and then having them leave really quickly doesn't help you guys at all. It's more about the long game.
No, and it's the same thing with the experience that someone's having with a real estate agent. You may have signed that listing and got the contract and sold that home or helped that buyer find that home, but if their experience wasn't great throughout the entire process, you're not getting repeat business, you're not getting referral business. In the sales and software industry, SaaS, you know, that's that churn. People are, you know, churning, and you're not getting those recommendations for your product. That's what we had to solve by really empathizing with our customer and providing value. Mm.
So I know you guys implemented these changes already. Talk a little bit about, I mean, what kinds of things were you looking to do in the process to make it more human?
Yeah. So the main driver there was to create users, not customers. That was the theme. You know, we want someone that when they sign up for BombBomb, they're not just signing up and we won because we got a credit card. We want someone that has a roadmap and a path, and it's okay if they don't sign up initially. And so, you know, the problem I had, I thought of this process months before we implemented it, but I couldn't figure out how we could actually, you know, still make possible sales on the one call close for people that just wanted to get started, right? You know. And so the key there was developing action plans. And, you know, as the BDR, a BDR is someone that's building the business, is Deb, they're reaching out to these new leads coming in. And before we had to say a strategy session. Now we're saying a training session. Why? Because these demos that we hold to show people about BombBomb, teach them about BombBomb, they are a training session now. We set up their product. We connect an integration if they have an integration. We make sure the Gmail is turned on. We used to never do that before. We used to tell people, hey, you have Gmail. Oh, it's really easy to set it up. Don't worry about it, Dale. You'll be able to set that up later. You know, let me show you some examples and let me try to, you know, close you on the call. So now we're thinking about how can we enable that customer? How can we set them up so they can use the product after the call, whether they buy on that call that day or they have 14 days left of their free trial, and allowing them to be successful. And so that was the start. It was setting them up. And then it was showing them how to use it. Well, the call is going to be longer if we're setting them up. So how can we enable them to know when to use video and how to use video? And this is where we spent most of our time. And this is what I'm honestly, I'm most proud of. We took our best training and education and really these action plans, it'd be applicable for anyone, whether you have BombBomb or not. We identified 18 different situations in real estate as an agent, as a broker. We identified those situations in, you know, even in mortgage and in general sales. And we created training videos and we mimicked scripts of each and every situation. And so we set up each script with a training video on why you want to do this, how you're going to do this. So if it's a cold lead, if it's a warm lead. And so we wrote it out, all video education in an 18-page guide, which allows that sales rep to go in there, have a conversation with the person, and then select, you know what, based off of the size of your database, based off of what you told me and how many leads you're getting, based that, you know, that you're using RealVolve and you have those people in there, I'm going to recommend this activity this many times a week, you know, two times a day or every other day. And we have these cool radio buttons that allows them to, you know, to really customize a plan for this person.
Wow.
You know, over their free trial. And then the training and the education is right there in it. And so at the end, do we still, at the end of the training and the setup, do we still ask for a sale? Yeah, some people are just ready to sign up because they've been hearing about us for a while. But now we are sending them out the door with their system set up. They are ready to go and they have a plan to move forward. And that's what's best for the customer. You know, that's what's best for them right then. It's just like if someone's looking for a home and, you know, you don't really think that this is the best purchase for them. Rather than just pushing them into that, you know, you continue showing them more and more properties. And that's what we want to do. We want to show them more and more ways on how video can help their business and train them on how to execute. And so that's the biggest change in our sales process right now. And the funny thing is, we're seeing a major, towards the end, we talked about this before right. We hopped on here, towards the end of July, we saw a major uptick. Our sales went down. It was bad when we first started this. Our sales went down. But we're remaining true to our core values, our core competencies, and we were executing the right way. And we thought that if we did it well enough and we continue to do it, that after 14 days and 20 days, our sales would go up, and they're starting to go up now.
That's great. Yeah, I love because everything that you've said does apply to any sales process. I don't care who you are. Mm-hmm. Dissecting each part of the conversation into, basically turning it into how does this actually help the customer? How does this help the prospect? How does this help a person buying a house? And I was just in California a few weeks ago, hanging out with a real estate agent out there. She's a team leader, and I was listening to her talk about her listing presentations, and I was blown away because I think she does the exact same thing. She's not looking to necessarily get a signature right then and there, sign that listing presentation, list this one house for them, and then never do anything ever again with that person. She's building a relationship from the beginning by figuring out exactly what matters to people. And everybody has, I think every single person has default answers that they give out to people. If you ask me a question right now, I might just say something short, even though that's not the real truth deep down underneath, because it's just easy for me to say it. And The way you guys are talking about changing this process, you're trying to get down to the core of what really matters, not just the default answers from either side. So I love that.
Yeah. You know, and you, the audience might be wondering right now, well, you know, how do I make sure my sales process is remaining true to who I am? And I think the important, we mentioned this a few times already, but the important thing is to understand what your core values are and what your core competencies are and have those defined and map those definitions. And we can go over examples of what, if you don't have core values or core competencies, we can dive deeper into that. But mapping those core values and core competencies into your sales process, and where are you exuding those values and competencies? Because that's actually going to help you sell yourself better, but connect with people more effectively. I'm going to put you on the spot, Dale. Do you remember what BombBomb's core values are?
I remember some of them.
Let's see if you can get it.
Relationships.
Yes.
Fun.
Yes.
Service.
Yes.
Well, there's two more.
Starts with an F. Flexibility.
What's the other? Humility. Yes.
Yep. And so the purpose of good job, by the way, that's impressive because you haven't worked for BombBomb in like two and a half years,
something like that. Yeah.
Jeez, man. So that's
time flies. Time flies, Steve.
I know. That's crazy. So that's the how. Like, you identify, every business should have core values. That's the way you are going to act. That those core values should be represented in everything that you do. And part of this, and looking at our sales process and knowing we were still hitting our numbers, but there were some things that were wrong here and there, you know, we really came down to, does our sales process match our core values? You know, is it fun? Yeah, I guess most of it was fun, but were we flexible? Were we helping? Do we have humility? Were we of service? And there were too many no's with our previous structure of the sales process. And so the lens that we use to develop the new one, can we provide service, humility? Like, it might not be right for you right now. And that might happen throughout the demo. We might ask those probing questions, and is BombBomb right for every person on the planet? And the answer is no, right? And so it's important to understand, you know, who you are. Your core competencies are the what, like what you're going to do to provide, you know, your value. And we've identified our core competencies. You know, BombBomb's North Star is get face to face at scale. How are we going to do that? It's through speed to video. So we need to make sure that we articulate that, you know, to our customers. It's through, you know, in engagement at scale, and it's working where they work. And so what are your, as a real estate agent, what are your core competencies? What are you better at? You know, the definition of a core competency is something that competitors find hard to emulate, right? And so what has benefit for your customer and is hard for your competitors to emulate? What are your superpowers? You know, is it connecting with people? You need to have a clear understanding of what these things are, and then look at your sales process, look at your interactions, look at the way that you market yourself, look at the way that you send your mass emails, look at the way you talk to people on the phone. Does it match your values, and does it match your core competency, and does it lead you to your North Star?
And of course, if you don't even know what your core values are or your core competencies, then it's impossible to do this evaluation. But one thing I love about BombBomb is you guys haven't just identified what those things are. You review them all the time. So if I'm a real estate agent listening right now, what would your advice be? So I'm a real estate agent. I'm trying to create a more human experience, a better connection with my customers. Where do I start? Should I write down my core values? And how often should I evaluate those things? What's a hierarchy of maybe a few things that I should be doing?
Yeah, well, I think you hit the nail on the head right out of the gate, and your core values can change. And that's okay. BombBomb, I think, used to have 10 core values. You were probably there when it had 10 core values.
Yeah.
And so 10 core values, is that a bit much? Yeah. You know, you want to pick the ones that you're truly passionate about, and are important to you and would be important to your clients and your customers. And so 5 might even be a bit much, but it's
about, on the top end anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on the top end. So you want to think like the 3 to 5 values that you have that you're going to run your business by. And that's the first place where you want to start. Every successful business has core values. If you don't have core values, you don't have a rudder. You don't have a rudder. You don't know where you're going. You don't know how you're going to get there.
Yeah, I think one mistake that I've seen people make is they write down what they think their core values are, and then immediately they go out and get a plaque or some big sign and put it on the wall before they've spent time asking themselves, are these right? Are they real? And that might take 3, 6 months, maybe even a year of evaluating and looking at them on a regular basis. So outside go ahead.
Can I add on to that?
Sure.
So every 2 weeks. So in your question, I don't know if I fully answered it, because, you know, how do you continue? How do you evaluate? What if you need to change them? Well, here's how you know if you are remaining true to your core values, whether you are a team of one or you really do have a team. You know, what BombBomb does is every 2 weeks, we poll all of our customers about who's exuding these core values. When do we see these core values being used? And when we poll all of our employees. Yeah. So when we poll all of our employees, you know, when are these core values happening? What interactions are they happening with? It's like a little contest. of who's exuding these core values, and the person gets the awesome office. And it's a nice office for 2 weeks. And so we build it into our process in a fun way, because the key is you need to make sure that you're actually living by those values. And so if you're a team of one, you need to schedule it out. And it doesn't have to be every 2 weeks then. But if you schedule or time block, you know, once a month, and look at your process, look at your emails, and really evaluate if you're using the core values. And if it's not showing up, that doesn't mean you have to force yourself to use it. It might mean it's not the right one for you, right? It might mean that you need to choose different ones if you're not passionate about it.
So if I understand correctly, and I'm pretty sure I do because I was there, you're saying every 2 weeks, ask all of the employees, can you tell a story about our core values, about one of these core values involving another of your coworkers?
Yes.
So if the people on your team can't tell stories about people living out the core values, you either have a problem educating people on the core values, like pushing them through, or you're completely off the mark with the core values. And one of the things I learned at BombBomb is that you don't necessarily invent core values, you uncover what they are, right? So you're already living them out probably, and the real key is to uncover them, correct?
At 100%.
I love it. So if I'm an agent, again, just to wrap this up, I'm an agent. I need to identify my core values. I need to do something on a regular basis to help me live them out. That's where you can create a better human experience in your business. What's something else that I can do to create a better human experience between me and my clients, the leads that are coming in?
Well, I think it comes down to a basic level of communication and listening and understanding who your customer is. You know, there's a reason why you have two ears and one mouth, even though I'm doing a lot of talking on this particular venue. You know,
I'm being the stellar example of a listener today for both of us.
That is correct. Yeah. So it's truly just listening and understanding the needs and wants of your customer, and not trying to put them into a box. You know, we always teach this, and it's in our action plan. It's a conversion script. Whether you're looking to buy in 2 months or not for 2 years, you know, I'm okay with that. And what that does is that puts the person at ease, opens up the door for communication, and allows them to say, you know what, we're looking. People get excited to look early. We're looking, but you know, we're about a year out. You know, we're thinking of doing this, but at least that conversation starts, and you can start building rapport, and you're not trying to one call close.
Puts a peppermint on that commission breath.
Yes. Yeah. Sweetens it up a bit. Yeah.
Awesome. I love it. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us today, Steve. As you know, I have great respect for you. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing with us. I think it was really enlightening. I took down a bunch of notes, actually, because there's a couple of things that I want to change in my life based on our conversation. So really appreciate that. If people are looking for more information, I didn't intend for this to be a sales pitch. I really did was curious about everything you were doing. But where should people go to find out more about using video in their business?
Yeah, bombbomb.com. And no, if you sign up for a free trial, you're going to get a great experience, and you're going to get training and education, and it's going to be for the betterment of your business, because that's what we believe.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Steve. Bye for now.
Thanks, Dale. Appreciate it.